Well, happy Friday, everybody. Pastor Steve here, and thank you for being with me today for our devotion. Can you believe the first week of August has passed? School's getting ready to start for our families here at the church. Man, summer's going by quickly, but I hope it's been a good one for you, and hope to see you in church Sunday, too, as we worship King Jesus. Today in our devotion, we are in Psalm 75. Psalm 75, and this is a brief psalm, only 10 verses. When I was reading it, there was one phrase that really leaped off the page at me this time. It's the second phrase in verse 5. Verse 5 reads, "Do not lift up your horn on high." And here's what caught my attention. "Do not speak with insolent pride." Do not speak with insolent pride. The New King James says, "Don't speak with a stiff neck." I think the ESV translation is a haughty neck. The NIV says, "Don't speak defiantly." Don't talk defiantly. And that image of a stiff, haughty, defiant, arrogant, proud neck, holding your head up and speaking out of that attitude spoke to me for some reason. And then when I went back and read the psalm a second time and looked at the context is the wicked. Verse 4, "I said to the boastful," and this is a psalm of worship, one they would be singing in worship services, and starting at verse 2, the one who is singing is speaking as God. And so it would be God saying, "I said to the boastful, do not boast, and to the wicked, do not lift up the horn. Do not lift up your horn on high, and do not speak with insolent pride, with a haughty, stiff neck." God is saying to the wicked. Got me thinking how in our culture today, so many times, those who are promoting morality contrary to God's standard, morality contrary to the Bible, especially in the area of sexual ethics, gender identity, and so on today, they do it with arrogance, with pride. In fact, think about how they use the word pride. Trying to take sin and elevate it to something they're proud of. And they forget. Verses 2 and 3, where God says, "It is I who judge." God is the determiner, the one who determines right and wrong. God says, "I will judge." And in verse 3, "The earth and all who dwell in it melt." Those who arrogantly boast of sin today will have a day when they melt in the presence of God, who will judge them. And all their arrogance will vanish. That's also a warning, a caution for you and me as followers of Christ, that we not allow fleshly pride to rule in our lives, because it's dangerous wherever it comes from, and that we should work on developing more grace and more humility and not talk like the world talks, not be arrogant the way the world is, because in the end, God is going to judge. To me, this psalm depicts where our culture is, and it's heartbreaking, but it's also a cautionary tale to those of us who love Jesus to be careful that pride does not enter our lives, because as Scripture says, pride goes before a fall. That's the word for today. Hope you have a great weekend. Be in church Sunday. Invite someone to come to church with you. Come early and be in life group, and then join us Monday for another devotion as we look at Psalm 76. God bless you.